Jesse, what's up, man?
Hey, you know, a lot's up, and I'm just trying my best right now to remain calm and not salty.
Dude, I can't believe you got bamboozled like that. You tried everything you could, even to the last second, and as a super fan of the show, I'm watching like, please, go along with Jesse's plan, you sheep!
I appreciate the words, man. It was definitely my intention to throw everything at the wall, and unfortunately nothing stuck.
I don't understand why your showmantical partner Paris didn't even give you her vote. Can you figure that one out for me? Because we're watching at home like, what?
Yeah, no, it's totally fair. I don't blame Paris. I mean, obviously the votes weren't there, so maybe she just didn't want to come out as a target on the wrong side of the numbers, but once people learn that V gave me her vote, I think they're going to feel a little bit guilty, like, oh, that was maybe actually possible.
Why do you think, in your strategy of telling them, look, y'all are going to get picked off on this other side, why do you think they still didn't believe you at that time? I can't comprehend that.
I can't either, and it's killing me, right? How frustrating, especially, you know, someone like Kayla. If Kayla couldn't get on that train of thought, then the whole plan was tanked from the start. Obviously, Dayla is going to be the biggest target here on out, especially without me. So the fact Kayla wasn't 100% on board led to Paris and Maddie and them not being on board, so it didn't pan out. I don't know why.
Derek's going to have some serious conversations with you-know-who.
He better be. I'll be looking on the feed.
We're kicking it with Jesse from Big Brother Canada. I was so excited to hear that Season 6 was actually going to be a thing, because for a while we thought Season 5, that was it. We heard this thing. It was going to be put on the shelf. I'm so glad it came back. How excited were you to find out that you were going to be a house guest this season?
It was unreal. I mean, I was so pumped. I'm a big fan of the show. Watch a lot of reality TV. Thought I could do well. Turns out it wasn't that long, but, you know, I tried my best.
So give me the dynamic of the relationship with you and Hamza. Because I know at points you guys were boys, and at points he was being the super HOH mindset that he was. It's like you're in a boardroom meeting, and he's the guy at the front of the table that doesn't really want to listen to reason. So give me the dynamic of you two.
I mean, that's a really good analogy. Initially, we were on decent terms, or so I thought, because we spent a week together as have-nots, right? We're sleeping in the catacombs, cooking a lot of meals together, so I thought I made some personal gains with him that week. But soon after winning the HOH, he put me on the block. After that, I mean, it's clear that he was just all about making big moves, and that's what he ended up following through with.
What do you think Paris has to do to move forward in this game without you by her side to kind of, you know, help her out and strategize together and that type of stuff?
I really don't know what Paris is going to do. Like, if Dayla's the next target, Paris is really in trouble. She could probably get something going with, I don't know, maybe a Maddie, Allie thing. I don't know what she'll do, honestly. That's a tough spot.
Jesse, how come everybody, first eviction right off the gate, why did everybody go after Rosina, man?
Oh, that's a tough one. Like, everyone loves Rosina. Awesome cooking. I mean, I was bunking with her the first week. We were really tight. I mean, I think it was just one of those, you know, mob mentality decisions that, okay, what's going to be kind of the fairest thing for the house? No one really was stepping on people's toes yet. And unfortunately, Rosina was the obvious choice.
Do you think Ryan is going to have a tough time going forward? Because, you know, when he was ruling the roost, he wasn't the most popular guy either in that head of household room.
Yeah, I thought he might have a tough time here, but I think his target has kind of subsided now. I think if it's a Hamzy versus Dayla situation over the next couple weeks, that'll kind of take precedence. But Ryan's on that Hamza side of the house, but he's at the lower part of the alliance, so I'm not really sure what his game plan should be moving forward.
Every year, the Big Brother Canada house, man, they always, like, just take things to the next level. They've had some pretty crappy have-not rooms for those who have to be in the have-not room, but that catacomb, man, my God.
Yeah, it has to be hands down the worst have-not room I've ever seen. And sleeping on cold stucco floor was just unbearable. Bone-chilling cold. We had to layer up. Water in the middle of the room, like sleeping on a tomb. It was just absurd.
Was it a little less fun without Andrew around once he was sent home?
No, I don't think he was that fun of a guy.
Oh, snap! Shots fired!
I mean, he's a good guy, but was it really a big difference? No, I don't think so.
Was there one challenge that you can look back on and go, I wish I had the chance to do that one again, and why?
Fresh Off the Block Challenge, ironically titled. Would have been nice to give a redo and actually win.
We're kicking it with Jesse from Big Brother Canada 6. All right, going forward, if you had to pick one person, if you could go into a certain room and whisper something in someone's ear in terms of advice, who would you go to right away, and what would you tell them given that opportunity?
I think I pretty much spilled the beans to everyone right before leaving.
Mm-hmm.
It was mainly like, hey guys, watch out for Hamza, Marin, V, and Will, right? They're working together. And that was the whole part of the pitch. Like, we have to do something now. If I leave, it's such a missed opportunity for you guys. I'm not sure there's any one person in specific. It's just about pulling out the next HOH win and moving, like, as a group from there. Because if there's no consensus moving out, like, I mean, they're going to be targeted quick.
I'm going to put you on the hot seat with these next two questions. It's a two-parter. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Will there potentially be Jesse and Paris reunion slash romance?
You know what? Paris is a great girl. We had a genuine connection. Meet up with her when she's out of the house, and who knows?
What about the potential of a Jesse and Olivia romance?
It's less likely. Liv is a great girl, but the connection just wasn't really there.
After the whole thing is said and done, will you rock a Team Hummus t-shirt just to be cool with Hamza at the end of the day?
No.
Ooh, I sense some drama.
I mean, yeah, it's absurd. I think if he actually wanted to do some things, we could have. But it's really not Hamza's fault at the end of the day. It's more like the people like Will that I'm less happy with.
Who's the biggest floater in the house right now, and what does that person have to do to win the game?
Biggest floater, Maddie, hands down. What she has to do to win the game is play the game. I don't see any situation where she wins.
All right, man, ready for the speed round?
Hey, I got you.
Smartest player this entire season?
Erica.
The most hilarious, I wish I spent more time with them this season?
I'd have to say Erica again.
And if you had to pick a top three, which top three would you like to see?
I would like to see a Derek, Paris, Erica top three. That would be fun.
Jesse, awesome chatting with you, man. If you get a chance to get back in that house, you better rumble things up, man. Thanks for hanging.
Thanks for the kind words. I really appreciate it.
Take care, brother.
You too, man.